Okay, now what about that competency question and that recertification question? Did you want to speak to that at all, Cheryl? Or
I think we have some information about what CRNBC will say for nurses in terms of what you need to do to be considered competent to immunize. I would expect that other health professions have to define that. As far as I know, and we talked about this in a session, CRNBC is not stipulating a particular education program. I don't see any information from them that would say you need to do X number of immunizations in a month to stay competent. And I haven't seen anything that speaks to a whole renewal of competency as far as CRNBC is concerned.
So even less for physicians, we would expect. Andrea, anything else? Any questions from anybody else about that project? A last request for help. You need physicians. You need their friends, their brothers and sisters to come to participate in this project.
And we'll pay them $150 to come to the focus group.
Yeah, to come to a focus group.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And probably they get fed.
No.
No. Okay.
There's booze, though.
Perfect.
No, I'm just making that up. I'll say whatever you say. Yes, there's food and alcohol. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, thank you for all that. Karen Peel, are you ready to tell us about what happened in the core competencies breakout? Karen is traveled all the way from Powell River for this. She's with Vancouver Coastal Health.
Thank you. I had the pleasure of being and facilitating with Cheryl McIntyre this afternoon. And as Cheryl just said, in order to immunize, nurses need to demonstrate that they have the competencies, and by completing additional education with the established support tools that have been developed by BCCDC. So that's basically our immunization manual, chapters 1 and 2. People were generally really interested to hear what CRNBC is going to have to say about what those limits and conditions are really going to be, because there's still a lot of information that we really don't know. The current thought is that those of us that are in public health, like I said, like myself, who I'm now immunizing generations of kids, will actually likely be grandmothered into the system, and so that the new online course is really for those new, actually nurses in general. The current system has been public health only, but that's one of the changes, is that this is going to be for all nurses and vaccine providers. Ian so wisely said that you cannot fix or celebrate what you cannot measure. And so that's certainly a takeaway that Ian has offered to help actually and connect with UBC Vista, where this program will be housed, to actually look at how we can actually do that so we can start looking at those outcomes. Some of the gaps, as you were speaking a little bit earlier, were how are we going to support those nurses outside of public health, other vaccine providers, physicians, there's LPNs, like who's actually going to take on that role? Who does the actual skills checklist? So those we really don't have the answers to. The national competencies that were designed, they've actually been designed to be leveled or tailored to include all of those other health professions. As Cheryl just said, the renewal exams, there's no recommendation for that to actually take place, whereas like now we say we do the initial and then expect that you'll do a renewal at least every 3 years so that you remain competent. So that'll be up for further discussion. It was quite evident that nurses were very interested in learning more about immunization and having access to additional resources, and the online resources are very helpful. We're going, in fact, people that actually really appreciate our BCCDC site as it is now. So wait till they see the new one. We're actually looking at one of the takeaways is to look at the whole process for kind of like when we make changes to those guidelines, and how are we going to get that out to the people in a very quick, how can we update the online examiner resources in a very quick and seamless fashion. And a plug for those of us that are markers, it would be really nice to have that little quick cheat reference guide to know exactly where to cite, where you can get the information for that correct answer. Because there is quite a few resources and a lot of information out there. Some people, I think this was in the U.S., where they actually had some demonstration sites for, it was actually for TB skin testing and how to become certified for that. With BCCDC, there's actually going to be some videos coming on actually how to do safe injection. There'll be landmarking. Looking at other development of other certification tools, classes, train the trainer models. And once again, I think it's just really great to be able to celebrate that BC is truly a leader with the immunization in respect to core competencies. Anything I've forgotten? Jump in. Cheryl? Or actually Ian Gemmell, the leveling concept?
Well, it's interesting because there was kind of a, how should we say, a grand conjunction of efforts in this part, and Karen Pilak was on our national committee to develop immunization competencies. The BC approach is there's some slight variations to, I don't know what you call when you brand it with BC, but whatever that verb is, that's what I guess was done. And to say that in the national approach, it was always thought that there would be, first of all, that the competencies would apply universally. In other words, it's not just nurses, but anybody who is in a position to immunize. So it could be pharmacists, is the case in Alberta, or physicians or whoever. But also that different levels of people at different levels of practice would, you know, be able to do courses that would get them to the place they need to be for their level of practice. So a beginner, somebody who is only perhaps, you know, doing immunizations on the front line or only doing influenza vaccine may have to reach a certain level of knowledge and about vaccine practice, whereas somebody who is a vaccine manager would have to be clearly quite different. And the idea is that we have these different levels. And as I mentioned at our session, you know, the bottom level is fairly easy because we know what the minimum, I think, should be to be a good competent. The top is, you know, the maximum of our knowledge, but where do we fit the people in between? I think that's going to be the key here is to figure out what the next level in between is. So, and I also will reiterate what I said, which is BC is a leader in this, that the other people from other provinces are liking what BC is doing, and also have asked to be able to participate in the online course and exam that you have. And I do hope that others, like, for example, Public Health Agency of Canada, will make available training to give people opportunities. I mean, the whole point here is just to recognize, yes, I need to know certain things, and then to have the resources to be able to learn those things. And the certification is just gravy as far as I'm concerned, I think. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, and of course, it's not just the actual certification or the online exam, but it's actually the actual practical skills, too, that are an important concept with this, and who's going to do that for some of those other care providers.